Weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur as we head into this hour's guest interview segment. And two of our local legislators joining me on the air today, Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22, which covers the north end of Star Valley, Alpine, a little bit of Etna, Star Valley Ranch, and then Senator Dan Dockstetter, Senate District 16, of course, all of Star Valley and into some southern Teton as well. Thank you both for joining me today. We wanted to talk about schools and Alpine specifically in the Alpine community. Senator Dockstetter, let's start with you. I know there's a lot of people in Alpine that have been wanting a school for quite some time. From a state level and a funding perspective, walk us through that process and some of the challenges.
Good day, yes. How many years you want to go back? I can remember school board meetings years ago when people like Don Wooden and others who showed up at the school board meeting saying we'd like a school there, and they've been working on it since then. People need to understand there's a template in place in the state of Wyoming, how they fund their schools. There has to be so many students that sets it up to construct a school. In the past, Alpine hasn't reached that threshold of having enough students to create the school there. They are continuing to grow. Yes, they are considered probably the fastest growing community in the state. Not necessarily though with students as well though, but there seems to be more of an interest than I've seen in many years from Alpine to have a school there now. So we're looking for different solutions, and I'll let Representative Byron speak to the rest of that.
Representative, you want to touch on maybe some of those solutions that are being looked at?
Yeah, thanks, Duke. Thanks for having me this morning. You know, lots of options on the table, but really kind of we got to narrow it down to two different lanes. And the one lane is certainly what we're going to call more the traditional lane, which is through the state program and what we call a Mercer study, which we can touch on here in a little bit. But another option that's kind of come to the forefront in recent years is the charter school option, which is still a public school, but certainly has a different look to it. So, you know, watching the Mercer study and watching the Mercer program happen and the process happen in different communities, you know, it takes a long time to really get to a point where you're actually going to be shovel ready and go vertical with the school. So, you know, Senator Dockstetter and I were talking during session and came up with a good idea. Certainly credit to him to look at maybe what it would look like to have a charter school. You know, there's charter schools that are currently happening in Wyoming. Most of them are on the far east side of the state, but we started talking and got a part of a budget amendment through a good little bill that allowed for a charter school option in western Wyoming. So really just opening up the option if it is the best path the community wants, and just kind of trying to keep all avenues open. And I think that in the near term, this is going to be the solution should the community choose to go this way to get a school in Alpine, you know, 2 to 3 years, maybe even quicker, should everything line up.
Yes, the community is deciding that now. They're looking at both options as they study the opportunity to put a school there. And we see how it all unfolds. Representative Byron and I joined a group, looked at some charters in Utah, successful charters. And if you put it together right, those are successful schools right now. And they're doing it actually a little bit less than the state school system, about 10 to 12,000 per student versus about 17 to 18 per student at the public school system. But it's a little more focused. If you want your student to go into particular areas of study, you can do that through a charter.
So when it comes to the commitment that would be needed for the community and the state, what would it be for a charter school? I mean, is the community obviously going to have to come up with something, right, to help make this all work? What would the Alpine community need to come forward with to make this happen?
Those supporting it are already saying the funding is there to construct and build and get it started. And that just has to unfold with time. There is interest in that, and in the community, there's also interest in the traditional school system too. And we have to kind of let that all unfold and decide which route we're going to go.
Representative Byron, as you look at this from the state level, of course, the money is always a big part of the discussion, right? And trying to fund these schools and we'll look at the growth. So you mentioned the Mercer study. We did have Superintendent Erickson on the air just recently to talk about the Mercer study, and he looked at it from a different perspective than what we're talking about today. But as a legislature, what would you do with the Mercer study in making these decisions?
Well, that's a great question, Duke. You know, the Mercer study is a great way to prioritize schools statewide, but it doesn't come with some complications. You know, there's communities gone through a couple of Mercer studies and ultimately maybe not got exactly what they were hoping for. You know, it's supposed to be kind of a non-political independent study to figure out what the highest and best use of current buildings are and what, based off of student enrollment, what new buildings might be needed. So, you know, I looked at the Mercer study and the Mercer option, and I'm not sure what the superintendent said, but I certainly am. I think that with what we have coming down the pipeline statewide, I'm going to go ahead and say hundreds of millions, but I think you could argue it might even be close to $1 billion of school capital construction projects that have gone through the Mercer studies. I'm just really worried about the timeline. I look at current fourth graders that are in the Lincoln County school system, and it's hard to wrap my head around. But if we go this more traditional route and go with the Mercer study and go through that public education process, those kids might be graduated out of high school by the time we get a school open, if that is what is identified as the best option for the Mercer study. So, you know, I think we have to continue to explore all options. Certainly the charter school was impressive that Senator Dockstetter and others and I went and visited, and we're excited to learn about a few other charter options in hopefully coming days. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm looking at a lot of my peer group that grew up in western Wyoming and have moved to northern Lincoln County and even in central and southern Lincoln County, and really is an intriguing option. And I think this charter school, if done correctly, could really pull from our region because it is so unique and it really does allow for a little bit more flexibility in the public education realm.
So let's say that the charter school option does gain some traction. It starts to move forward. Just for clarification, are we talking, because there is the elementary school in Etna that goes up to sixth grade. So are we talking a K through 12, or are we talking maybe a 7 through 12? What would that look like?
Schools we saw were all the way K through 12, but they had been established for several years now. So it's not an easy thing. A lot of these charters started with just small, like elementary level or just high school. I think our approach with Alpine would be to begin with elementary and then expand it on from there. Just because in Wyoming, we don't have the number of students that Utah has. But there is some interest in that, and it allows you to more specialize your education when you do that. There's some talk that this charter would lean into the STEM, the math, the engineering, those types of things, prep students along that route.
It's Representative Andrew Byron and Senator Dan Dockstetter this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, what are the next steps in this process?
Well, obviously, we'd like to have that Mercer information earlier. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen. At some point, it looked like it was going to happen as early as this summer, but listening to the superintendent today, that's still June of 2025 that we'd get that information out. In the meantime, if we have a charter, that has to be filed this summer. We have to file that right away because in the legislation it said it was specific to one charter school in western Wyoming. So it's we're in a situation now, if we have it, we need to file it this summer, sooner than later.
Representative, any final thoughts on from you on this process?
Yeah, thanks, Duke. Yeah, I mean, I think that the important language in the current legislation is that it's western Wyoming. So you know, other communities in western Wyoming have taken note of this, and I do think we do. We have a tight timeline on trying to figure out how we move forward with this. So, you know, hearing about the Mercer study from the good senator that just mentioned, it'd be looking at next summer. I mean, it's just a good example of how, because of we're competing for statewide funds and statewide priorities, that it really is. It's who knows how long that'll take. So, I think all options need to remain on the table. But you know, as we have looked into this and as we have talked about it, that K through six, K through five, you know, segment certainly appeals for the Alpine community, and I think that there's some really intriguing ways that they've added other schools have added a grade a year as they found success. So once again, I think that there is a bit of a time crunch and certainly some we have to look and figure this out quickly. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that the community of Alpine is who's going to need to to rally behind this and help file this charter school and see if that's the best option. And really appreciate your time this morning, Duke.
It's Representative Andrew Byron, Senator Dan Dockstader this morning. We'll continue to watch this one, see how it all plays out. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.